Welcome to the Laundry Hour, a podcast encouraging stay-at-home moms to fulfill their God-given and extraordinary purpose in their seemingly ordinary lives. I'm your host, Jamie Williams. Welcome everyone to the Laundry Hour. I am so glad to have you back. I hope that you are loving this Loving God series because it is truly doing something to my heart, and I hope it will to yours. And that's kind of cool that I said it, because today we're talking about with all your heart. So we started with Deuteronomy 6:4, that of course tells us to love the Lord with all our heart, soul, and strength. So I'm going to attempt to try and explain what it means to love God with all of our heart. And I'm going to start with Deuteronomy 30, verse 6. It says, God will circumcise our hearts that we may love the Lord with all our heart. I'll come back to that and I'll kind of circle around that. But what is our heart? Or rather, what happens in our heart? So a heart can be steadfast. It can be glad. And it can be wise. It can be foolish, sorrowful, and downcast. We see that in Psalms 57, verse 7. We see in Proverbs 15:3, Proverbs 23:15. We also see that in Psalms 73:26, our hearts can fail, but they can also be strengthened. Now in 1 Kings 11, verse 4, we see that our heart can be led astray. We learn a little bit about Solomon, how his heart turned after other gods and didn't wholly stay true to the Lord like his father David. In Proverbs 6:14, we see that a perverted heart devises evil. In 1 John 3:20, we see that our heart can even condemn us. A heart can be hardened, but it can also understand, as we see in John 12:40. So our heart seems like this very easily swayed, unpredictable piece of us that we need to take care of. Proverbs 4:23 is kind of a famous verse that says, keep your heart, for from it flows the springs of life, or everything you do flows out of it. Okay, so not only is our heart constantly changing, everything we do flows out of it. How does one keep their heart? So let's unpack these two crucial aspects that we just kind of learned about our heart. Well, one, it's constantly changing and is easily swayed. Our hearts can be led astray, they can be hardened, they can be foolish. We need help to make our hearts steadfast, understand, be strengthened in the Lord. And the way that we do that is by looking at that second aspect, that everything you do flows from your heart. So, again, our hearts can be easily swayed and led astray like Solomon's, which is why we are commanded in Proverbs to watch over our heart with all diligence and vigilance. So why is it that something so unpredictable is what directs our life? Like, how terrifying is that? But that's why God commands us to love him with all of our heart. Every rule God gives is because he knows how life works best. And life works best for us when our hearts are deeply fixed on him. That way we can never be led astray, never devise evil, never have hardened hearts, and never be sorrowful. So let's look at a few other scriptures that we can learn about our hearts. David says in Psalm 51:10, create in me a clean heart. So we know that a heart can be clean. We also know a heart can be dirty. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, Proverbs 3:5. Jesus says in Matthew 6:21, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Deuteronomy 6:6, and these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. 2 Chronicles 12:14, and he did evil, for he did not set his heart to seek the Lord. Job 22:22, receive instruction from his mouth and lay up his words in your heart. Job 31:33, if I have concealed my transgressions as others do by hiding my iniquity in my heart, And then it continues. So our heart, our emotional, unpredictable, easily swayed heart needs guarding, needs keeping, needs our help to set it on the Lord, to hide God's word inside it, because everything we do flows out of our heart. We even find where our treasure is and where our heart is. We can either have God's word in our hearts or someone else's. If our heart is where decisions flow and where our treasure is, we have to be mindful about what goes in and comes out of our heart. We must be guardians of our heart. A very important job that should not be taken lightly. Because if we want to think about guards, when guards take a small break, the prize can be stolen and perhaps lost forever. That also means that we have to be very in tune with our heart, where it is, what's going on in it, our emotions, our feelings, our thoughts, whatever could be driving our decisions and our state of being. Now, what I think is really cool is that God has given us a great example, earthly example, as well as Jesus, another perfect, a perfect earthly example. But first, let's go to the imperfect earthly example, who is David. David was an emotionally healthy person. Like, we have all of his psalms, well, a lot of his psalms recorded for us. He exemplified emotional honesty. He told it like it is. I'm not happy. I am sorrowful. This is awful. God, why are you doing this? Where are you? He was also intellectually mature. He was able to say what he was feeling, say what he needed, say what he wanted. Like, he had words for his feelings, where a lot of us, unfortunately, don't know how we're feeling, nor do we know how to communicate it. He knew how he felt. He knew how to communicate it. He knew how to cry before the Lord and praise him with the very same breath. He knew the truth of God's word because he kept it deeply in his heart. And yet he still wasn't afraid to tell God how he felt. And sometimes it was a little real. Like, have you read the Psalms? Like, they're real. David did not shrink back from telling the Lord how he felt. And then when David didn't guard his heart well, it led him to kill and commit adultery and remain separate from God for 2 long years. David had to check back in with what was in his heart if he wanted to be right with God again. He had to acknowledge his sin before God and ask him to make his heart clean, to soften it and make it work properly once more. Either our hearts beat and pump blood, keeping us alive, or it stops functioning and we die. But there's a promise. In Jeremiah 29:13, it says, "We will find God if we seek him with all of our heart." And we see this come true in David's life, which means it can come true in ours too. But then we get another promise that circles us back to Deuteronomy 30:6, which is what we started the episode with. God will circumcise our hearts that we may love the Lord with all our heart. Because we know our easily swayed heart has trouble loving the Lord. Okay? We need God to circumcise our hearts so that we can love him. And this promise finds its fulfillment in Jesus. By putting our faith in Jesus, we are born again. We're made into new creatures. We're given a new heart. We are literally given a heart of flesh instead of a heart of stone. Obviously, a stone is hard. So a heart of stone is hardened, whereas a heart of flesh is alive. It is beating. It is able to love, and it's able to understand. As we remember Jesus, fill our hearts with God's word, and seek him with our new fleshly hearts, we will find him. We will be able to love him, and we will be able to keep our hearts towards God, and thus always flowing with springs of life. So, here's the question. Are we ready to be emotionally honest and intellectually mature people? Here are my questions for you. Where is your heart? And another way to find your heart is to find your treasure. Where is your treasure? What do you treasure? Are you in tune with what's going on inside your heart? Do you honestly share those things with God? Do you know how you feel? Do you know words to put to how you feel? Do you constantly hide God's word in your heart? And are you keeping your heart, or are you allowing your heart, are you allowing life to sway your heart and lead you from the Father? So if God's word is not what you're hiding in your heart, what are you hiding in your heart? Are you hiding Instagram in your heart? Are you hiding politics in your heart? Are you hiding parenting books in your heart? Like, what are you hiding in your heart? What is it focused on right now? What is it trying to love and trying to find its treasure, its direction, its place of being? Because our hearts long to worship something. It is worshiping something right now. Our job is to keep it worshiping God. So when we realize our heart is downcast, like David, we say, soul, why are you downcast? Hope in God. Hope in God. That is a perfect thing to think of when we can look at the world around us and see hopelessness everywhere. Soul, why are you downcast? Heart, why are you downcast? Hope in God. Can I pray over you? Father in heaven, we need you to circumcise our hearts that we may love you with all of our heart. Our hearts are easily swayed and unpredictable and constantly going to and fro, and we need your help to keep them focused on you, because they are unruly. We need your help, because we don't know how to guard them. We don't know how to keep them, but you know how to guard us and keep us. That's why you've given us your word. You say in Psalm 119, how can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding himself according to your word. We guard ourselves. We guard our hearts according to your word. So that's why David was able to say, hope in God. Scripture says to hope in God. If my heart is not hopeful, okay, I need to tell my heart to be hopeful. Father, we need your help, that we may set our hearts to seek you. Because you promise that we will find you when we seek you with all of our heart. So with the will that you've given us, where we give you our hearts, help us to know where they are, to be in tune with what's going inside our hearts. Please give us words to accurately describe how we're feeling, what we're thinking, what we're going through, that we can honestly share those things with you. Help us to love your word much more than we love whatever else we're loving right now, because your word is the only thing that is going to guard us and keep our hearts fixed on you. So we are grateful that you have given us your word. You've given us everything we need for life and godliness. It is so true. Help us to love you more with all of our heart. Not just a part of it, all of it. In Jesus' name, amen. If you like today's episode, please subscribe. If you loved it, please share. If you got a habit, please write a review. I would love to hear what you have to say. And I think I said that wrong. But if you want more, I probably didn't. Tune in next week, because we're going to talk about, you guessed it, loving the Lord with all of your soul. And yes, the verse, why are you, soul, why are you downcast within me? Hope in God. We will definitely be talking about that one. So I'm looking forward to it. I hope you're loving this. I'm loving this. And I will leave you with 2 Peter 1:2. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ rest on you and your family. I love you.